You look good.
Downloads
what are you going to be back in like 10 minutes?
Available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Like, well, like maybe 12, 13.
12?
Like that.
13 minutes. Where are you coming from?
I'll be bridal show, wedding show.
You look good all dressed up.
I know, bro. Listen. Can't be dressed and sloppy at those things.
No.
You know?
No, you cannot.
Better than I'll show up to the wedding. You know, like usually I wear this, but I'll dress better. No.
Than your own wedding. That's what you're telling me. You're dressing better than your own wedding. All right. Well,
I found that. I was watching that the other day. Are we on or are we?
We're on.
Wait a little bit.
We're on. Dave and Giggles are on. We are on. I am here and you are in a car somewhere. I'm back from a bridal show.
Yeah. Love is love.
Love is love.
Hashtag love is love.
Yeah.
It was for LGBTQ and their allies.
Nice.
So vendors who will shoot, you know, service a gay wedding. So
I want to know how much talk was there about Dylan's walking in. How much talk was there about Meredith or Markle and Markle and Prince Henry?
Meghan Markle. Harry. Oh, we didn't talk anything about it.
Really?
It was a runway show with drag queens.
Oh. Runway show with drag queens. Where are the
wearing these couture dresses.
Prince Henry, Harry's there. Runway show with drag queens.
Is he recounting the wedding? Is that what took
I
place
think so.
There?
Yeah. Well, no, he just... Giggles is in the car right now on his way back from a... where are you coming from?
From, I guess, a bridal show. It's a wedding show for LGBTQ couple. So, or just, you know...
But there's a drag... There was a drag show there.
Where there was a... Yeah, there was a drag fashion show. So...
It's an interesting combination.
And I filmed it, so you know, as I do, and filmed it and interviewed some people, and that's about it.
How far are you away from being back to your house?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. All right, yeah. 15 minutes. Call back in 15 minutes. Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, all right. Well, you want me to go?
No. You can stay.
Talk to me on the phone?
It's just I don't want you to get into an accident.
Try to shake this guy.
All right, so you're going from there. Where are you guys coming from?
Roller skating.
We went to Brooklyn Bridge Park, and we went roller skating.
Did you go to the party?
No.
You never went to
the
party.
I think it was too late. Wasn't it only like 1 to 4?
It was something like 1 to 4. But, I mean, you were over there.
I was like a stone's throw.
You were like a stone's throw away.
A bocce ball's throw.
From like a coworker that like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe that situation.
It's hard. It's pretty difficult.
No inside jokes. No inside jokes.
It's not. It's just a coworker that invited us.
Like a bunch of high school girls.
Yeah, bunch of high school girls. So you guys went roller skating.
Yeah.
And
have you been lately?
I have not. I mean,
keep it that way. It hurts.
Yeah.
It's a struggle to get those things moving.
It
those
was aren't really fun.
It's not like a logical like design.
Well, it's not like rollerblades. Yeah. Rollerblades, I feel like you can get moving.
They just go.
Right.
Yeah.
Skates are very stiff.
Yeah, the wheels don't want to turn. I mean, you're better off just walking with those things.
What do you got over there?
It's an iPhone wire. A new one. Charge? So it's in the package, so I'm taking it out to charge my phone.
We're just here to charge your phone.
No, is that it? Just get out of here?
We're going to Roberta's.
That's nice.
Just kidding.
That's a good time.
Yeah, don't go roller skating.
When's the last Giggles? When's the last time you went roller skating?
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, really?
A party at Skate City for my kid's school.
Was there mostly roller skates or was there roller blades?
There were roller blades available to rent. There were roller skates. Actually, it was a kid's birthday party, and we went there, and I put on some roller skates. And it wasn't easy. I'll have to admit it.
Yeah.
Like, roller skating, not like it doesn't feel good. You're like, once you go from rollerblade or roller skates to rollerblades,
you don't want to go back.
Yeah. I never got the hang of like stopping or slowing down or anything.
Well, you
like
don't really
that.
Need to because it's hard to get going in the first place. So it's you don't even need to learn that.
Where'd you plug it into?
No. There's like a little charger
right here. I think she unhooked
it. Came up on this computer.
I think she unhooked it.
Like, perfect. Okay, see ya.
Do you want to allow this computer access to Laura's information?
No.
Laura will give that away.
No, I have a favorite roller skating memory. Roller skating memory.
Okay.
Which one is it?
You're going to go skating down this memory. Please okay. Share. Go ahead.
I just remember roller skating and rollerblading at the roller rink in middle school. And the thing was to ask a girl to couple skate. somebody and be like, hey, will you couple skate with me? And sometimes girls would say no, sometimes they'd say yes.
That's how it works.
But, yeah, I can't.
What was your ratio? What was your ratio of no's to yeses?
The percentage?
I'd say like 1 out of every 5 would say yes.
It's not bad.
So, but I would, 20%. I would say girls that I think would have it, you know, like that would say yes.
A fighting
sometimes,
chance.
Like the really, really, really cute one would say no. I'd be like, all right, that's cool. You know? But
that's cool.
It, you know?
Why are you still wearing your sunglasses?
I don't know. They just—I couldn't get them off after I put the headphones on, so they just stayed on.
That's just pretty
funny. It's just better that way. I'm hungover.
Wait, you're hungover?
No, just kidding.
I mean, we could play the clip.
I was hoping you would just like cue that show up and
just ready to go. We'll get into it.
We'll get there.
What was last week? Was last week Mother's Day? Was that last week?
Yeah.
How was your Mother's Day? Did you guys go see your mom?
It was awesome. We went upstate.
Yeah.
To my friend's house. They have a house upstate. Oh. So like my whole family just went up there for the weekend and my friend wasn't there. And
Friend who owns a house.
My friend
wasn't there.
Owns a house upstate. They weren't there for the weekend.
Gave
so I was like, hey, like, can I bring my mom up there? So my whole family went up with Dylan and my brother's girlfriend. And, you know, it was fun. There was a lot of drinking. There was a lot of drama. There was some hiking.
Played a lot of backgammon.
What was the drama?
A lot of
what
games.
Was the drama?
I got in a fight with my dad.
Like, this is not Father's Day.
We got in a big screaming argument.
About what?
You know, just him being overbearing.
Long story short, I tried to pitch him my idea of starting a boiled peanut cart, and he was not very warm. He didn't receive. He thought it was very.
That started
the fight. Really
that
kind
of instigated
Instead,
it. Yeah.
Instead, he wants Dylan to sell corn on
corn,
the cob.
Corn. He thinks corn is the way
that's
to go.
Already a
market. Like grilled corn.
And so I got really pissed off naturally.
Well, I'm sharing this. Yeah, I don't want to divulge my master plan.
There was more.
Yeah.
There was more.
Well, instead
so
of
a fight at somebody else's house.
Yeah.
But they weren't there.
It was like, oh, they're out of town.
Right.
And we're just going to stay in your house.
And start throwing shit around.
Yeah, slamming doors.
To have an argument.
All right. So
it was your giant mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mansion that we own. All right. So Giggles last week, we tried to kind of smooth things over with Mother's Day. How did that all work out?
Okay. You know, we're not at 100%, but basically, you know,
let's recap for a second.
He
gave
a Bluetooth speaker.
She wanted the Bluetooth speaker. He gave him some crappy chocolates.
Your mom wanted this?
No, no, his wife. His wife.
Oh
okay.
And,
I always forget that Mother's Day also applies to guys.
Well, she's
wives.
Got two kids.
Yeah,
so
she qualifies.
Yeah. But my dad always used to be like, "It's not my mother."
That's true.
I'd be like, "Why don't you get mom anything
that
for
is
Mother's
true.
Day?" He's like, "Not my mother."
Yeah.
So.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he's that kind of guy.
So now you're. Yeah. Now you get why that fight
he's
occurred.
You are his children of their mother. Wife mothered his children.
Right.
Shouldn't that be enough?
Definitely.
That should qualify her, yeah.
To put the glasses back on again.
I had to.
It just feels got better. Heavy. So you kind of smoothed things over.
I smoothed things over. I got her the Bluetooth speaker that she wanted. And, I guess my thing was I teased the fact that I was like, oh, maybe if you want a Bluetooth speaker, maybe that's what you're going to get for Mother's Day. And then I ended up not getting it for Mother's Day. And then she got kind of upset. And
you forgot.
Realized, oh, she really wanted that.
That
was my way of really testing what she wanted was to not get it for her. And then,
you keep telling yourself that. Just keep telling yourself all over. Oh, man. Well, we did not play any of the open or anything. We just jumped into it.
Were you late?
So, no. I mean, called him. He was in the car.
Okay.
And then he called as soon as the show started while the promos were still airing. So we just jumped into it.
Jump in.
Hey, I am your co-host. So I'm not going to leave you hanging.
I know you're not going to leave me hanging, which is very nice of you. But, we didn't tell anybody who we are. We are Dave and Giggles. We didn't tell anybody where we were going to be. We're on Radio Free Brooklyn. And we didn't say who is here. We got Giggles. We got Dylan. We got Laura. They just went roller skating.
Yeah.
They had a grand time.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
It was a fun time.
Really fun.
Yeah.
Good wholesome fun.
Yeah. It was good wholesome fun.
Beast drinking.
You have 17 voice messages.
Open. There it is.
First voice message.
What's going on, dude?
You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it. It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to lead.
Dave and Giggles. Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
That was perfect. Exactly what I needed. A little breath. Yeah. Breath of fresh air.
That's
just
a good promo.
It is a good. Yeah. We should come up with a new intro, but that's okay.
You should cut to that more often.
Yeah, just cut the things.
Back to the intro.
Yeah, so as far
what
as...
a wedding.
Yeah, so what?
Well, there was a shooting and then a royal wedding.
The shooting and a royal wedding. That is true.
Two separate events.
Yeah.
Oh, two separate
events. Did anybody watch the royal wedding? We could get into the royal wedding.
We watched like a minute of it.
It was like a recap. Yeah.
Was it a recap? Yeah,
I ended up watching the Will Ferrell and Molly Shannon. They do a Cody and something, and it's just them doing like improv for the whole.
Oh yeah,
and they're like doing a commentary.
And they're just doing commentary
of
the whole thing.
That's fun.
So I ended up watching that. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. And they had like Tim Meadows on the field commenting. it was pretty funny.
That's awesome. Old school.
I think it's on HBO, but it's pretty good. It was pretty good. Apparently, it was a big hit from they did another live event not that long ago. Doesn't matter. It was really good. Watch it.
I know that. Yeah, I will.
I'm going to call you back in like 3 minutes.
All right.
I'm parking. I'm going to dial it in.
Perfect.
Check in with Dylan and Laura. And
all right.
I'll,
all right.
Segue.
Happy See parking.
Later. See you
Happy
later.
Parking. Thank you.
I just got I just got a citizen's alert.
Uh-oh.
Man safely removed from the tracks.
Oh.
The
shit.
J tracks.
We saw apparently someone jumped off the Manhattan Bridge. Whoa. At least we're piecing
this
together.
We made all that up.
We made that up.
That was
but
made up.
What? We were at Brooklyn Bridge Park. There were all kinds of sirens and like police boats, like, you know, doing U-ies in the river and all this crazy shit happening. So we looked on Citizens app. And apparently they saved a guy from the river.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know if they saved him.
We don't know what happened.
But they retrieved him.
We're
not sure. No, it's not. We saw him go to the ambulance.
We saw a man in an ambulance. Get brought into an ambulance. It's pretty much the story.
So
it
you
was the man from the river. There were divers there.
Sure.
Like,
Scuba Steve.
Yeah.
Everything points to he was plucked from the river. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know if he's alive.
Yeah, you texted me.
Yeah.
A guy jumped in the river. So I assumed that it was just like some dude was just like, hey, let's jump
going
in the river.
Dip.
But when
you didn't
I say a guy jumped in the river... It's not true.
No, but I assume that the guy just was going for a dip.
Sure.
I didn't assume
Maybe.
That he was jumping off of a
we don't
bridge.
Well,
yeah.
we don't really know. He
Who does?
He was in the water.
He got wet.
And they plucked him out. And
that's all you have.
That's all we have right now.
Citizens didn't
no
tell
updates.
You anything.
No.
It was just man taken out of water, basically. Man no longer in
man
water.
Man taken out of water.
That was the headline.
That's a pretty good headline, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a huge like response, though. There was like 500 fire trucks.
Not true.
For this. Well, there was like 3. But that was like 500 to me.
3 is 500.
Well, there was a lot.
There were everywhere. There were a lot. There
I don't
were
know. It, looked like, it kind of looked like an excessive response for one guy.
Right. That's what I said.
Yeah.
But then I said, like, you know, if one showed up, then it would be...
Well, you don't give a shit about this
response.
Guy.
We
Why
need
is there
more.
Only one fire truck here?
Yeah.
This man could have died.
I think he's dead. I think he is dead. You can send all the rest of the fire trucks we have. I think
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He's done. He's
dead.
Yeah,
they were definitely pumping his chest. And
oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, you jump off a bridge. What are the chances you're going to survive that?
I mean, yeah, I don't think you can.
But we also
right?
don't know how he got in the water. No one actually... told us that he jumped off the bridge. We
so that's
that
why
more questions than answers.
More questions than answers.
Like most stories we tell.
I had more questions than answers on the way over here. Like right down the road, there's like a party happening. I'm going to assume that there's a party happening.
Yeah.
Because there's like people taking group pictures, and then there's like girls like booty dancing, but then there's like cops everywhere and there's fire trucks everywhere. Yeah. And like, it looks like it's going to be a full on riot.
Oh my God.
It was really wild. But the best part was where there was like a, you could tell like a cop had some dude on his face, like on the ground.
Oh, shit.
And then there was this, the girl like 20 feet away from him, like pointing her booty at him and just kind of like flicking it right at him. It was really,
That's just amazing.
It's just
welcome
Brooklyn.
Welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York. It was pretty fantastic. So instead of making corn or peanuts, you decided to take on another undertaking.
Yeah, I have. I went ahead and I shelved those two ideas, and I went with the true moneymaker.
Where is that?
Which is Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
Delivering for Uber Eats.
Uber Eats.
It's a cash cow. Yeah, it's the money's just flowing in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How much?
$3 at a time.
$3 at a time.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a scam.
How? I mean, the money's...
But it's not good money.
It's not... I mean, well, I did get a tip one time.
One time? Yeah. Out of how many?
Out of, I guess, like 5 or 6.
All right. First, I'm going to say this.
Sure.
If you get food
don't
delivered
try
to you...
Me.
No, if you get food delivered to you and you don't tip, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
You're scum.
Scum
of the earth.
Because you know now, specifically, that people are out there delivering your food for $3.
Sure.
That's low.
But, I mean, I guess with the app, with that service, you are paying for the delivery. So
right.
I guess you assume, like, this is paying for the guy
right.
who's delivering it.
But it goes straight to Uber's pocket.
It's like, you know, but you are, they do pay you a percentage of that.
$3.
$3. I mean, no, actually, it's not $3. It depends on, like, the distance traveled and so on and so forth.
Right.
Yeah. All right. It's not that lucrative. It's just something fun to do on the
No,
side.
It is fun to do.
I don't
do.
Think I'm going to do it anymore, okay?
You should do it. You should do it. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I know. I'll keep doing it.
I know. I was talking to somebody. I was like, oh, yeah, my friend just started doing Uber Eats. And they were like, why? And I was like,
I'm not
he's
sure
looking for something to do.
Sure why.
I think he's just looking for something to do.
I can't even answer that question.
I was like, are you bored?
I think so. I think that cat's driving him out of the house.
I don't know what
or the neighbor
inspired me.
Yeah.
It's either the neighbor or the kids that stole his wheels.
It was.
Or me.
It's just a blend of all those things. I'm like Michael, what's his name? I got nothing. That's all I got. No, they're falling down.
Falling down.
Instead of just going nuts and just... I was just like, oh, it's deliver food.
Let's just deliver
Michael
food.
Michael Douglas. Falling down.
It's a pretty good movie.
It is.
I have a game show we could play a little later.
Name that thing, that noise I made when I was
here. Oh, you want to play that game?
No, not quite yet.
Not quite yet? So, what else is happening?
It's nice out.
It is nice out. We finally got a nice day. On the way over here, did you see my picture of I got surrounded by a dirt bike gang?
No, that sounds amazing.
Oh,
you'd invite him on the show.
I tried to, but like they swore me, and like the overwhelming smell of like 2-cycle gasoline oil
took
too much.
I mean,
but, yeah, it was intense.
I mean, yeah, that's how they surround their prey like that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how they do it. So that's pretty much all we got. We're running on fumes here.
Two-stroke fumes.
So what else did you do down there besides roller skate?
Well, I got a ticket for $35.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good. I did enjoy that.
Yeah.
I asked you, is there parking down there? And you're like, yeah,
come on
I parked down.
Come on down. I'm good.
A half hour later, I got a ticket. How much was the ticket for?
It's $35. I don't know. You just like
that's not terrible.
Who wants like I'm on my Sunday. I don't feel like trying to decipher a parking sign today.
No, nobody wants to do that.
It was right in front of me. I like parked in front of the sign. The sign was like, pay the fucking meter or get a ticket.
You didn't pay the meter?
No. But then I tried to go pay another meter, and it was the funniest thing. I got like the stereotypical New York response when I tried to pay it. It was like. This is in a different spot. Like I went down a block and I was like, let me park over here. It looks like it's a little more kosher. And I tried to pay the meter and the meter was like, you don't need to pay on a Sunday. Read the sign. It was like, fuck
read
you,
man.
So why didn't you park there?
I did end up parking there. But
you got a ticket for that?
That was after I got my ticket. I was like, oh, let's go. Because I don't know, like, can you just leave it there after you get a ticket? Or are they going to come around?
That's
and be
always
like,
a good question.
Yeah.
Nobody knows the answer to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nobody
like,
knows the answer to
like,
that.
Everyone's just like, they're not going to give you another ticket. I'm like,
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen
You've
cops.
Seen a windshield like
yeah.
50 tickets
yeah.
underneath it. Like,
I definitely have seen like a cop drive by at the beginning of the time
yeah.
and at the end of the time
Why
and
not?
Give two fucking tickets.
That's his job. He's got to write these tickets
yep.
to make a quota. That's an easy way to fucking hit that quota.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to go back over there. Like,
half hour
that's
later.
That's what I would do.
Hit him up again.
Yeah. He's going to circle this block. You know?
You should probably do that. I mean, that's like Uber Eats. Uber
if
tickets.
Uber had a service for like Uber writing tickets, Uber tickets, I would be all about it. Apparently, there's a service called Postmark where they just pay you to deliver random shit.
It's well, that's like, also, what's that other one that does that? Jay was working on that. Bird. Not Bluebird, but there's another one where he was trying to buy a bike in Seattle, and the guy wouldn't ship it.
Yeah.
And then you can hire someone to go pick up the bike, and they'll ship it for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's like a twofold type of thing. But there's services for everything these days.
Yeah.
What would you start a service for? What's the best thing to... Giggles, you're going to start a service. What are you going to start a service for? You're going to call it Uber.
Uber blank.
I mean,
it's a good game show.
Is there a really good, he's gone. He just got up and walked.
Like Uber radio show host.
Uber radio
like
show
when
host.
He doesn't feel like doing it. He just,
someone just steps right in. Just
comes in his place.
Well, that's kind of what you are.
Laura's got a handful of these. You're always pitching these.
Is this going on here? Uber boiled peanuts?
Well, that's going to be me. Yeah.
Uber boiled peanuts.
What was that? We had a couple of these.
Uber corn on the cob. We did have a couple.
A guy would show for like just someone to go to your job for you. Would be a good one, right?
Well, I feel like that.
Yeah.
How would that work out?
I don't know. He just has to go in and bullshit it for a day. He may not know how anything works. Just go in there, sit down.
Do you think someone could walk into your job and just
do it? To an extent.
To an extent. Like all live stuff. Like there's a lot of emails that go back and forth with your
job. Yeah, you can just kind of be like, give them the runaround. Right. Just give everyone the runaround for
Do you think someone could just walk into your job, Laura, and just do it?
Oh, you know, everybody else thinks that, but.
No, right? They couldn't.
I don't think so.
Right. I mean, anybody could do what Giggles does, which I'm not quite sure. But
well, no. I was thinking about a service of driving people's kids around. Get one of those Mercedes 4x4s.
So a bus driver.
Yeah, basically like a luxury transport service for your kids. Because like people, like a lot of moms, they just hate taking their kids to soccer practice.
They do.
Picking them up from school and dealing with the car line. I would be like the luxury courier for like rich people's kids.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I could see that. Uber kids.
That
Uber
is a good one.
Uber kid pool.
Yeah.
Uber rich kids.
I'm surprised that doesn't already exist.
Yeah.
The Uber rich.
The Uber
kids.
Uber rich kids.
Well, definitely.
I'm actually getting my lawn aerated right now. That was the lady checking in. They're aerating my lawn.
That's
another service.
What
I think
does that
lawn
mean?
Services.
Does that mean you just like poke
someone
holes
digs
in it?
It up, right?
Yeah. They like
turns
it. They take plugs out of the and aerate it. They allow oxygen to get under your grass so it'll grow better.
So you're paying someone to poke holes in your lawn.
It's like therapy for your grass.
That's acupuncture for your lawn.
Uber acupuncture lawn.
Yeah. I'm going to open the window
and watch her
while I'm on the show. Watch
how much does it cost creepy. Like that go for?
Cost extra if you watch.
There's a hello?
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 Who's this?
Wait, who's this?
I don't know. Who's this?
That's the wrong number.
Turn down your radio. Who's
Hold
this?
On. This is my good friend Megan from college. She's got her own podcast.
Oh.
And I told her I've been begging her for weeks to call in. I'm like, yo, you gotta call in and talk about your podcast.
I've been such a flake.
Well, it would have been nice to know that you were gonna call instead of me yelling at you. Who's this?
Who is there?
Wait, because you were like, call in. Should I have said like, okay, I'm calling in 5? I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna call now. Oh wait, can I curse?
You can curse all you want.
What is this show?
No.
That's a really good question.
You're not going to get an answer from us on that one.
I would say it's exactly what you're hearing. And then I would ask, what's your show?
I mean, I guess it's this. I mean, wait.
Sorry to hear that.
I know.
Surprise.
It's terrible. So I do a podcast with a buddy of mine, and it's called We Don't Bang. And it's basically... I don't know. I guess I'm doing a terrible test.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Edit all of this out.
It's all right. I get it.
Nothing gets edited.
I mean, that's a pretty... So basically, the whole setup is you're with one of your good friends who you don't bang, and you talk about that? Is that...
We talk about... Well, banging comes up pretty much every episode. And so we... And, you know, it's known that the two of us don't bang. This is... Guys, I want to talk about something else.
Okay, fair enough. But I would love for you to pitch your show so other people can hear it and tune in. Where could they, let's first start off.
Here's
where could they hear your show?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's on iTunes or SoundCloud. We Don't Bang. You can follow it on Instagram at we.don't.bang.
I'm going to do that.
And then, yeah, we release an episode every week, and it's... Release. You know, we talk about topics,
you don't bang.
We talk about what's happening, but we talk about a lot of relationship shit, too. Like, two people being single in their 30s, and...
Is it a lot of Tinder talk?
There's some Tinder talk. Yeah, there's some like dick pic, tit pic talk. Yeah. You know,
nice.
It's basically like what's going on in like how to handle like the dating world today. It's so awful.
What
podcast?
What would
the
be...
episode that I listen? Hold on, Dave. Okay, the episode that I listened to was basically you wrote every name or like nickname, alias of a dude you banged. And you went through the list. It was fantastic. I wish we had a clip readied up for it, but if I knew this was
happening.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to surprise you guys. I have a list. Yeah, I have a list of all the guys I've banged, and some of them I don't remember the names, so I have like a memory, you know. Anyway, I'm not a whore.
Totally fine.
Well, was it one of them like Pirate Dick or so? Well, there was a funny name.
There was one called Shrimp Dick.
Poor fella. Poor
Pirate
fella.
Dick would have been way more interesting.
Better, I feel like.
What? How would you? I mean, there's got to be a patch.
Wait,
or like
Pirate
a,
Dick, really.
I don't know. I was trying to remember
the name. I just remember you having funny names for certain guys.
I would say this. Pirate Dick would be some dude has like some kind of weird skin growth that looks like he has a parrot on his shoulder.
He has a wooden penis.
Wooden penis.
An eye patch.
An eye patch.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just downloads a lot of MP3s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
All right. So Megan's living in L.A. Tell us about the dating scene in L.A. Because it's got to be terrible. I mean,
you guys, I'm going to be alone forever. I'm going to be alone forever. It's so bad. Like, it's so bad. I mean, here's the deal. Everybody out here is trying to, like, do their thing. Everyone's, like, career focused. So it's, like, everyone's on Tinder just wants to bang and, like, or talk about, like, what they're doing. Nobody's serious because legit everyone has the same mentality of, like, oh, I can't be serious about this. I'm not here to focus on a relationship. I need to focus on my career. So it's, like... it's basically a nightmare.
So basically it's like, what was the movie Her, where like all it is like a thing to call to get off and then you hang up and you kind of walk away.
I have never seen so many dick pics in my entire life. I have never, like, I started sexting, right? 2 years, like 2 years ago when I was like,
we all did.
Weird and uncomfortable. We all did. I'm like, this is weird and uncomfortable. Now it's just like, what you do? I'm like, look, are we going to do this or are we not? Like, what's going on? Now I'm so
you're
going to
play ball or what?
So is it like, so you're telling me like the first thing you get from this guy is not a high. It's just a straight up pirate dick pic.
So it's the icebreaker now.
It is. Let me see what you got. I'll show you a little
dick. All right.
Like,
I won't block you.
Now when somebody doesn't jump to that, now when somebody's not like, hey, can you... send me a tit pic, or if they're like not like suggesting this kind of talk, I'm immediately like, this guy's a fucker.
What are they hiding?
And it's so bad. What?
Yeah, immediately you have to ask, what are they hiding if they're not gonna? Yeah.
So is it based on like you're just trying to get it? Is that what you're telling me? It's like there's
no. I'm not trying to get it. Look, I'd like to be in like a nice relationship, guys. You know, I'd like for that to happen. That's not. I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's possible here. You know, I really don't.
LA's tough.
What if I started crying right now?
If you want to start crying, I'll give you the floor.
Well, Megan's been doing some stand-up comedy in LA, which you're trying to do a lot of tough things in LA, like you know, dating, stand-up comedy. I feel like you're just setting yourself up for rejection.
I mean, I don't have offense.
I just feel like, you know, you put yourself in a
really make her start crying.
It's
going to go downhill. I mean, it's not going very well, and it's only going to get worse, I think. So I do stand-up comedy, and, yeah, you guys, I mean, look, I'm at a friend's 40th birthday party. We're getting very old. I'm having a tequila, so, I'm like drinking. Just stop.
Just straight tequila. There's nothing in there. Just straight tequila.
I need to paint a picture in my mind.
No. I don't know why I said. I mean, there's a little bit of orange juice.
Fair enough. How many people are at this said party, 40 or 40
there's
birthday
probably
party.
Like there's like 25 maybe 30.
So there's 30 people there, right?
I'm 34. I just want to get that.
So you're not 40. You've got plenty of time.
It's my friend's 40th. Okay, so I want to let all the listeners know that this sexy voice is young and ready and available.
Hello. We got a kid on the show. Let's keep the cursing down for the moment.
Another guest.
You said I could curse.
No, you can, but Leo's on. Leo is about 4 years old, and he's got some headphones on. So you could curse. Okay. 3 years old. He's 3 years old. Well, that's Sam, too. I'm getting them all confused.
The whole brood.
See, there he is.
Okay.
All right, so let me ask you this question. We'll just let Sam be Sam. He's got a gold medal on. He's wearing a Star Wars shirt. He's looking good. He's looking dapper. There's 30 people at this thing. Why not go and talk to some of these guys?
Oh, well, so it's they're mainly gay, everybody here.
Oh, yeah.
Is that L.A.? That's just straight L.A., right? See,
no,
this is the L.A. versus New York battle.
Well, I heard similar things about New York, too, but okay.
Have you lived in New York?
I lived in New York for a year.
All right. So then why did you move to L.A.?
Oh, God. I was in a dark place. That was like
it's called New York.
I mean, none of the apartments have windows. So,
that's
yeah.
True.
I don't know, man. I'm from Florida. I don't know. The weather really hit me hard.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like New York is that kind of place where, like, you can't. It's, like, tough to be there unless you're, like, in a good mental space. You know what I mean? Like, if you're in, like, a weird mental space, it's, like, not going to be good.
But then here you are. You're telling us that you're at this 40-year-old party drinking straight tequila, practically, and you're telling me this is a better place? Yeah.
It's more conducive there.
Come on. Come on. I want the judgment to come down. Okay?
It's calm. It's calm. It's just full fun. We're having fun here.
Is that what this is?
It is. I think it is.
So Megan knows a semi-famous person. Who's this guy? Andre or something? What I see what? Posting pictures with this guy.
Oh, you see pictures. Oh yeah, so Eric Andre. He's a good. From high school, and he's you know a comedian, and yeah, that's. I mean, what do you want me to say?
He's your in. He's your in to the comedy scene.
That's like a weird thought that people have. That's like a thing that, like, even my dad at one point was like, "I'm disappointed in your friend Andre." Like,
and I thought he would make you more famous by now.
Oh, 100%. He like had this legit conversation. He's like, "I just thought, you know, he would like hook you up," and I'm like, "That's not really how it works." Like,
yeah.
I guess it like it is to a certain extent, but it's not, you know. And I also feel very like I've never felt comfortable being like, "Hey, what can you? How can you? You know?" Like I just. I'm not into it, so.
But I feel like, what about having him on your show? I feel like that would give you a little bit of a bump.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are really worried about me.
No, not at all. Not at all. I just don't like L.A. That's my real this is my real concern here. I feel concerned that you're living in L.A.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about that. You hate L.A. Why?
No one knows.
Well, no, here's my thing. All right, so here's my thing. Have you ever been to New York City? You have, right? You lived in New York City. Have you ever been to Queens Boulevard?
Yes.
That's what L.A. reminds me of entirely. Just one big strip mall that's kind of really, you can't walk anywhere. You have to drive everywhere. It's just kind of like, oh, we're going to go have this really nice dinner. Where is it? Oh, it's in a strip mall.
And it's like 45 minutes away.
And it's 45 minutes away.
I hear you. I hear you. Guys, here's the deal. I actually really love L.A. I really do.
We won't accept that. Wrong answer.
I'm sorry, I'm going against the grain here, but I really do. I really love it out here. You can't beat the weather. Like, the people aren't as bad as you think they are. You just have to find your niche. You know, if you choose to be amongst, like, douchebag, like, climbers, then that's what you do. But, like, you don't have to go that route. I don't know. I really love L.A.
I think one thing we can all agree on is that it's either New York or L.A. There really is no other. So at least we have that common knowledge.
What about Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh looks like, it's looking nice nowadays. Yeah. I don't know.
Pittsburgh does look nice.
It looks great.
Yeah.
So it's even colder than
houses
here.
Houses cost like $50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we can all agree. It's either L.A., New York, or Pittsburgh.
There you go.
Or we could just like take over Detroit and bring it back, you know?
We could try.
We could try.
Yeah.
Like houses are like $4.
There's no water to drink.
There's no water.
They are on
we'll
fire when you buy
water
them.
Water
yeah.
From somewhere.
Oh God, that's the tough part. Like you can't there's nobody's buying a home here in Los Angeles unless you're a millionaire.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
I mean, that's the same in New York too, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like the driving prices of everything now. Real estate is out of control. And the worst of it, we're not even in the worst of it. San Francisco is the worst of it.
Yeah.
It sucks. San Francisco is like the height of it all.
Right.
It's bullshit.
Yeah, San Francisco is rough.
So what are you, some things you talk about when you do stand up? What are I don't want you to like go into jokes, but like how is your stand up routine? Do you do a lot of crowd work or do you do kind of like?
I do crowd work. I like the crowd work, but it's mainly, I talk about, you know, I really just talk about the shit I'm going through. Sorry, are the kids still on?
The kids. Mike just got up and walked away, but no, the kids are on.
I had to say bye to the guys that aerated my lawn, Kurt and Tammy.
That was fast.
That was quick. Because they just poked a whole couple holes in the ground,
wham, bam,
charged them a couple $100 and then walked away.
Wham, bam, thank you, man.
It's $25 front and back to aerate your lawn.
Wow. Like,
this is a good racket.
The old front and back.
Uber
aerating your lawn. I'll
be there in 15 minutes.
Yeah, there's a machine that pokes holes that takes plugs of grass and soil out of the lawn, and it allows oxygen to get under, you know, sometimes the
that sounds like a scam.
That's such a big scam.
This is a real thing.
Speed holes.
Speed holes. Yeah, it's kind of a scam.
Snake oil.
Hey, listen, I've been conserving my water. LA's got the drought out there.
LA does have the drought.
As Coloradans, we're allowed to have 55 gallons, I think, of water. You can catch rainwater now. You used to not be able to.
That was against the law for the longest time.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you catch rainwater?
You guys are losing listeners as we speak, right?
Yeah, that's true.
No, go on about rainwater, please.
We lost those three listeners.
Even the kids stopped listening.
They did. They walked away.
Like rainwater.
Yeah, F this.
All right, so tell us about your stand-up. Tell us about the things you're going through. Let us try to relate to you.
Sure, it's being in your 30s and like being single, if that's where I'm at. It's observational. I would say self-deprecating, but not even so much. It's not that, like, I don't hate myself. I like myself very much, actually. So it's not that. It's just like, but it's being able to make fun of myself, you know. I mean, that's what I got, guys.
That's good. That's good. What would you say, like, the because I feel like there's a surge in stand-up comedians now. I feel like the way more, it's kind of like the 90s when, like, Seinfeld was kind of going through it. And
it's also weird because a lot of it is, like, is that idea of, like, oh, I can just talk about the shit going on in my life, which is also, like,
that's dangerous.
It's just kind of not what people want to hear. Like, if you think about it, like, it's like, if you're something that makes you so uncomfortable is like being at a comedy club and like watching somebody, especially somebody who hasn't been doing it for a while, but then they're like, oh, this is stand up, like talking about how shitty my life is. Like, and then you just watch the audience kind of like curl up because nobody wants to, everyone feels bad for you. You know, you don't want the audience to feel bad for you. You want to be like, you want to be proud of yourself of being like, oh God, and then, but I fucked up in this way. Or like, what, like, you have to put a positive spin on it. And like, this surge that's happening right now is just a bunch of people thinking that they can get on stage and do Louie, you know? Well, not pull their dick out.
Don't pull your dick out and start jerking off to people in the room.
Yeah. But people think they can just get on stage and kind of like complain about a bunch of crap. And then that's comedy. And so I feel like there's a bit of like the skill of the art, as douchey as I sound, like there's like kind of like the skill going away because it's people thinking that they can just wing it, you know, in that way. But
it definitely is. I mean, there's definitely, I feel like there's a huge pouring in of like New York and LA comedians. And it's really stemming from this kind of like, and I don't know, I'm sure LA has it too, but like that underground, let's all get together in my basement, let's all get together in the back of this bar and do this stand-up comedy. And then you have just tons and tons of people doing it and thinking that, yeah, I could do this. This is easy.
Right.
I'm funny.
I'm funny. People, my mom told me I'm funny.
Right. Like, a lot of the successful, you know, comics, like this new wave of it, like the Louis C.K.'s, the Marc Marons, like the people that are just storytelling and kind of like that observational thing, like that's such a popular thing now. And sure. They make it look so effortless.
But those guys have like 20 years under their belt.
Oh, at least those guys have punchlines. I feel like a lot of comedians now are just telling a story.
Right.
And then that's it.
Right.
And it's like, okay, where's the craft in that?
Yeah.
And you know, like, it just doesn't have that old school, like, flavor to it.
Giggles
anymore.
Is raising his hand.
Giggles, do you have something to add?
Yeah. I gotta ask Megan here. Have you been heckled, and how did it go? Did you handle it? Like, do you have
I have been heckled. Nothing crazy. I don't have I don't really have a memory of like crazy heckling, like, and nothing mean or anything like this. But sure, there are people that like. Here's the main thing: is what people feel, and well, my experience anyway, is people will feel like they relate to me. So instead of just laughing, they'll be like, yeah, or they'll like start, you know, they'll like try to finish my joke for me, or like, you know, they'll in the process of like relating, I guess. And I don't know. I've never had like a bad heckling experience, but I do like when the audience does it sometimes. I mean, it just depends on the night. It also depends on how much time you have.
Right.
You know, and how much you want to get out.
Especially if someone comes in and just says something loud and abrasive, whether it's at you or just in general, that has now become an easy target for you to kind of like crowd work him, you know?
Totally. And honestly, sometimes, like as annoying as it can be, sometimes those are my favorite sets, because that's part of, I'm talking about seven things right now, but that's part of the skill of stand-up, is like talking about something as if it's the first time you're saying it, right? So like, and even if it's like observational storytelling, you don't want to make it sound like this setup punchline jokes thing. You want to make it sound natural, right? So then like,
right.
But then that still can be tough and also can be annoying for you. I mean, for me anyway, I can get bored with shit that I'm talking about. So sometimes those heckling nights become, like my favorite sets. And then a lot of jokes, build from there,
right.
You know?
I would say this show has a lot of like afraid stand-up comedians. People who would want to do stand-up comedy, mm-hmm. but have not embraced stand-up comedy.
And he's looking at Dylan.
And I'm looking at Dylan, and I'm looking at Giggles. Yeah. Every one of them here has said, I would like to do stand-up comedy. What would you say?
In an alternate universe.
What would you say to these guys who say, I would love to do stand-up comedy one day?
I mean, if you really want to, yeah.
Just fucking do it.
If you want to cry on stage, I feel like I'd start crying. Like I'd like try to sound funny, and then just like
I'd pay to see that. I'd definitely go to that show. I would like an hour long special of just Giggles crying on Netflix. I'd watch that.
There was one set that I legit cried on stage because it's over something so stupid. I had just bought new sandals, and they were like strappy sandals, and I was like playing with my foot while I was, you know, doing my set, and then my whole sandal like fell apart, like the whole thing fell apart, and I legit started to cry. Like I was like, I looked down, and I was like, why? I just bought this money than I should have, and like I went through the whole thing of, do I have the receipt? Should I take it back? It became like this interactive thing. All the while, tears are like flowing down my face. It was a nightmare.
Were they expensive?
It was fun. They weren't even that expensive.
The question is, did it get laughs? Did it pull in the laughs?
Yes, 100%.
People were just concerned.
You should probably work this into your bit and just like bring a shoe that's going to fall apart. And then if you need it.
That night, and I'm like, no, you can't do that.
Did you end up like hobbling away at the end with one shoe on?
God, and then if it doesn't work, then it's like a prop work show.
That's comic.
So stressful. Yeah, no, I can't do that.
Why do comics look so down on prop comics?
I don't have that answer necessarily. I think if somebody has, for me anyway, I think if somebody has like a skill with like a prop, then I say more power to you.
I feel like the two people comics that get shit on the most are the prop comic and the music comic. The guy who brings a guitar out and everyone goes, oh, really? We have to listen to this guy sing some comedy at us?
Adam Sandler.
I saw that.
Well, Bo Burnham he kind of took the lead on that as far as like the new school of thing, you know, music comic. I thought you were going to say ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist is another one, but there aren't as many. Like if you go to like some kind of like bar, you're going to more likely see a guy with a guitar singing funny shit at you rather than a ventriloquist.
I feel like a ventriloquist is like a, you know, it's a revival. Yeah.
I would actually love to see a ventriloquist.
Yeah, actually.
I know. That would be very cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be upset if somebody came on.
No, not at all. Yeah. Like some guy singing his alt-rock comedy at me is a little too far. Mm.
I think comics, honestly, are like super insecure when it comes down to
every single one of them.
Yeah, and just feel lesser than.
That's why they whip their penises out and get in trouble.
100%. So that's why I'm all for Louis doing it. JK. But like, I feel like that's why they hate people. That's why they down people with like props and another talent. It's like, oh, this guy actually has another talent. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Like, I suck more than I thought originally. It's all just envy shit.
Right. There was actually in the New York Times yesterday, I would love to get your opinion on this. Tig Notaro did an article, basically an interview article, basically asking her, do you think it's ever the right time for Louis C.K. to come back and have like a revival? And basically her, I don't want to speak for Tig, and I didn't read the article in full, but basically it kind of was like, I would be interested to see who would help him out, and I don't really know if we really need that, pretty much.
No, I think he like dug his own grave.
And that's it. He should be done.
Right.
That's kind of where Tig was saying.
It's weird, you guys. I have a weird opinion on this, especially as a woman. As a woman, that I am. So here's my weird opinion on it. It's not fully formed, so bear with me. But like,
we got 13 minutes. No, go ahead. I was just teasing. Go ahead.
Wait, look. Do we gotta wrap? We have to wrap.
No. We got plenty of time. We got plenty of time.
13 minutes.
Wait, how long? I thought this was going to be honestly like a 2-minute call in here. It's like,
no, this is how this show works. You call in and you get stuck.
And then you're black coming hole. Back week after week.
Week after week. Yeah, this is how the show rolls.
So are you going to put me on the thing? Now I'm a part of the show?
Yeah, you're a part of the show. Yep.
On the poster?
You're a special guest. You're in the shadows in the poster in the background. Guest. Yeah. Okay. I want to hear your opinion on this. Now we have 12 minutes.
Okay, opinion on this. I'll make it as quickly as possible, and then we should go. Well, you guys run the show. It's your show, but I also
doesn't matter. Nobody runs the show. This show runs us.
Okay. I have feelings for you guys.
Don't cry.
I might.
Don't cry.
This is my opinion on this. Again, not fully formed. I feel like during this whole Me Too movement, all of these things are very good, right? We're all things are coming out. We're supporting each other. We're saying what do we say? Stop. Not now. What's the hashtag?
Too
much. Me too.
Me too.
Guys.
Me too.
Are you guys sleeping?
No, I'm trying to follow along. To you. I don't know what the thing was.
I don't know where you're going with this.
So go
stop,
on.
Not now.
Stop, not now.
Maybe that's, later.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Red light.
Hashtag
no. No means no.
I think those are called safe words, what you're describing.
That would be potato.
Hashtag stop.
All right, go on.
Hashtag though, not now.
Hashtag not now. I'm too tired.
Yeah, wait till I've had a couple.
Hashtag I have a headache.
Yeah. Not now, maybe later. Okay. So I just feel like, oh God, I got to get my thoughts together. Guys, the tequila's kicking in. Okay. I think the whole goal with all of this is really to get to a point where like where everybody is held accountable, right? So obviously if it's not something that's being forced upon you, like you're not being raped, obviously rape is terrible, right? But like if it's something where it's just an inappropriate dude being vulgar and gross, like it's kind of up to you, you're a grown-ass adult, to say, sorry, dude, this is weird. Like, so that's kind of my opinion on it. Like, so now Louis fucked because he's a weird guy with some weird sexual fucking shit. Like, obviously it's inappropriate. Obviously he's kind of using his power to a certain extent. But we all are adults. Unless you're not an adult, in that case, you should go to jail. But if we're all adults in this scenario, like, it's kind of up to the person that he's doing this to say, dude, this is very weird and it's making me uncomfortable. Please put your penis away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
here's the only problem with that.
Victim blaming.
Well, it's
the power aspect.
It's the power aspect. Yeah. And the fact that these women came out and said he did this thing, and they were very upfront about the fact that like he did this thing. It wasn't rape. I accept that, but he did go out of his way to deny it for a very long time, call the women crazy for a very long time, and then also sabotage their career because he didn't want their voice to be heard. So like there is problems with it. And I understand, like, we're all adults. If you see someone's penis, you go, dude, put your penis away, or you leave the room. I get that. But there is more to it. And
when
there
you
is...
get, like, threatened for, like, speaking out about it or whatever.
So there is there is more to the actual just the penis. I get it.
And that's essentially what I'm saying is that, like, yeah, like obviously I understand like the power stuff and like the different layers to it besides like just put your penis away, bro. Like I get it. I think what I'm saying is like that's the goal of where we're at right now. You know, it's like the goal, hopefully, in my opinion, the goal of all of, because then there's also the extremes, like the NZs are Aziz thing, right? And there's like all of these other things that are kind of coming out where it's almost like people are taking it a bit too far, but we're in this very sensitive stage where like we can't say, oh, you're taking it too far, because that's shaming the woman, that's making her or whoever feel like they can't come out and be honest. So like it's this weird gray area where we're at, where I think that like, yeah, let's be super sensitive right now and let's be super extreme with the idea and hopefully the goal to get to a place where we all are held accountable. You know what I mean? Where like the woman does feel legit enough to stand up and say, don't do that to me. Don't use this against me.
Right.
Like, how dare you? You know, and then we can all be on the same page.
And I agree with that.
Don't send me dick pics.
Don't send, well, I think she's asking for
them. Yeah, isn't that the goal? Isn't that all you want?
It. Come on.
No, not asking for it. But you don't say no. I mean, you don't say don't send them.
Sometimes they say don't. Sometimes they say don't.
Okay. Does anyone actually ask for a dick pic?
That's a good question.
Maybe we should design an app that actually, when you send a dick pic, it kind of prompts the user if they want to see the dick pic or not first.
Right. It recognizes the dick pic.
This is a dick. It can kind of detect the outline of the penis.
Right. Yeah. In all aspects of
angles. And then it can say, hey, this is a penis. Are you ready to see this penis?
It just comes up as like a block blur first.
Then
do you want to see this?
I just want to know if anyone actually asks for that. Like, if anyone would actually be like, send me a picture of your dick. Like,
I don't know if I've ever done that, and I also don't know if I'm lying.
Yeah, then there's the answer to that.
So the answer is maybe.
All right, so I think our $1 million idea here is to come up with this app that like, is in your text messages, so that blocks it, and then asks you, are you want to see this?
Are you prepared?
Do you want to see this?
Are you mentally in the right place?
This is a genius idea.
Do you know who's the sender of this dick? Are you familiar with him?
Yeah.
Do you want to see his
receiver
dick?
Receiver reject.
Yeah, yeah.
Receiver reject.
Reject dick.
Reject dick. Receive dick.
Yeah, it's another like sector of the app.
Right.
Technology can help us here.
Guys are they're just awful, and they're visual, and they're like, hey, I'm going to send you my dick.
They're desperate. They're just like, listen, seeing me isn't working. Maybe the penis will help.
Maybe the penis will help.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're terrible.
Body part.
Yeah, it's rough. We have to live with it.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, we're like programmed to just be like, this is the fucking be all.
I just feel like I'm so stressed with a giant, like, muscly arm between my legs.
I wish it was a giant, muscly arm. It'd be a lot better. It'd be a lot more useful.
But God, and then the balls, also including the balls.
Those are rough.
It's like a hot package.
A hot package.
Oh, should I, like a hot mess or like
that's
a
what
hot?
They want you to think.
Should I inform the listeners?
Hot, no, like temperature. Like it's got to get.
Oh yeah. Listen, you guys have
like
it all in
your
inside.
Swinging around all the time. At least we can wear bras. Or like our boots.
Should we wear bras? We have like tighty whiteies.
Tighty whiteies. But I mean, in all honesty, you guys wear your ovaries on the inside. We have to wear them on the outside, and it's a sensitive spot, and it's hot. And
so just like, send everybody a
picture. So we need to get it out there as much as possible.
Yeah.
So therefore, Louis is fine.
Louis's fine, except for all the bad things.
Yeah, one more Amazon Prime customer. Yeah. Amazon Now. He's not going to the grocery store. You know.
Who are we talking about?
Louis.
Oh. No, Louis is
like, I thought you said you had your Amazon Now just arrived or something.
I know, with the aerating of the grass.
The aerating of the crash.
Right. You get it. I get it. We got a couple minutes up, but I want you to tell everybody where they can hear your podcast and what it's called and where they could see you next if you're going to do stand-up tonight or any other night.
All right, cool. Yeah, so podcast is We Don't Bang. You can find it on Instagram at we.don't.bang. We also have a Facebook at We Don't Bang. You can follow me at Megan Blanchette, Megan_Blanchette at Instagram. And I usually post shows there. Also, on there is a link to my website, so shows and things popping in there. That's the finding me info, guys.
Nice.
There it is.
What about
a very southern name?
Yeah.
Southern Belle.
What about your show? Is it all podcast pre-recorded or do you have callers call in at all?
We have callers sometimes. Yeah. We just kind of started doing the caller sitch, but it's pre-recorded, so it's nothing like live calling.
All right. So I'm going to make an appearance on one of these things. Yeah, we'll schedule something.
So you call
in. Yeah, me and Giggles will call in. We'll do something. That'd be nice. We'll cross convert or whatever, cross pollinate, as it were.
Crossover.
We'll send dick pics and boob pics, and everything will be happy.
This is very good. This is very good stuff. Guys, thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. Megan, thank you for calling in. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, cool, guys. Thanks again.
All right.
All right. I haven't talked to her in like 8 years.
It's really a strange way to get back in touch with her.
Right. Maybe longer than that. I haven't actually seen her since probably 2004, 2005, so probably 13 years ago.
Old friends.
But see, one of those Facebook friends, you know everything they're doing.
Yeah.
But you just haven't seen them in 14 years.
It's the way it works. I said so crazy loud. I wanted to play some drug show stuff.
Thank God there's no time for
there's
that.
There's no time for that.
I wanted a moment to try to touch upon my personal story of the genitalia on the subject of male genitalia.
Yeah, sure.
You know this story I told you about the tick bite that I got.
Let's talk about the tick bite.
I don't know if there's enough time.
Oh my God, yeah. No. Come on, I thought this would be like something I've never heard before.
Save it for next.
I guess we're kind of running out of time.
It was bad. No, just say it. Yeah,
I suffered a tick bite on my scrotum. Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty wild. I don't know. Looking back, it's kind of fun.
The tick was latched on there.
It was terrifying.
But you woke up in the middle of the night.
I was asleep. I woke up to the excruciating pain of the tick.
Bit.
Yeah, latching in and suckling at my... my scrotum.
Were you sleeping nude in the woods?
No. I was naked and afraid. I was actually home in my bed.
It was right after Mother's Day weekend when we were in the woods.
Yeah, so all that weekend, I brought a tick home with me.
But here's the thing that really got me.
Yeah.
Is that Laura.
Yeah. Laura was forced
to detach this thing.
She was forced to remove the...
So talk about dick pics and ball pics.
Yeah, it was on there. Let's just say that. It was on there.
How did you get it
out? And I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
To screaming.
How did you get it out?
A tick on my nuts.
Yeah. Oh, that's so scary.
I'm pretty sure it's
did
I
you
just,
use the flame to
burn
it
a little flame? The little hairs would have burned it all.
Flame. Look, get the lighter.
I just... pinched it and ripped it off.
Yeah. I couldn't
did
get
the
it
head
off.
Get stuck in there?
I don't know. I didn't look. I was like, you handle the rest.
Did you use your flashlight on your phone to like really get in there?
I think he had the flashlight.
Yeah, so I was... But we still
I can't believe we're talking about this.
This
right now.
I thought it was great subject matter for a radio show. I mean, to everyone at home, all the males at home, check your genitalia.
Check your genitalia.
The underside of that is the last place you want to look. The pain is excruciating. It's frightening to be jostled from your sleep to a tick.
That's weird because I didn't really think that the bites like actually hurt. Like I thought they were like a sneaky little thing.
In most places, I don't think.
Yeah, I think if they got bit like on your arm, you'd be fine.
Yeah, you don't feel
bit right
there,
right there.
Like hit a vein too. It hit like a nerve.
Oh my god,
it was bad.
That's bad. All right.
On that note,
we're Dave and Giggles. Giggles, good show.
Good show.
He's traumatized.
Thanks, Megan. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night.